Hello, my friends. Welcome to this new English class. I'm Kik Rodriguez, and now I'm going to introduce you to phrasal verbs. Here we have 10 sentences, and the phrasal verbs are underlined in blue. Phrasal verbs are those that consist of a verb in its base form plus a preposition such as roll over, take off, walk out, play out, wash out, find out, or they can also be in gerund form such as finding out, which is the same as find out. We have look into, keep away, and finally let. The sentences I have here are excerpts from dialogues based on real life. They are real excerpts from dialogues as people normally speak. They are very fast dialogues. We are going to pronounce them very quickly, and the idea is that you also practice and learn to pronounce them faster and faster in an increasing way, from the most basic, the simplest, to the most fluent. Let's look at number one. We are going to roll you over for a moment. This means, let's turn you over. To roll you over is to turn you over. We are going to roll you over for a moment. For a moment. Roll over means to turn over. We have another example. The rock was too big to carry. So, I had to roll it over. The rock was too heavy to carry, so I had to roll it over. Again, the rock was too big to carry, so I had to roll it over. Let's go to number two. I'm telling you. I am telling you. I'm telling you, but this translates to, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, quote. Take that crap off your ear right now. Take that crap off. It literally translates like this. That means take that crap off your ear. The context here is, that a person is being slandered on television, so they create a whole spectacle about it, and this person confronts the reporter who is giving him this whole spectacle and says, I'm telling you, take that crap off your ear right now. Take that crap off your ear right now. We have another example with take off. Take that crap off your face. Take that crap off your face. It could be a person who puts on makeup, so they look so badly made up that someone could say, take that crap off your face. Let's go to number three. Number three. In the previous class, someone criticized my pronunciation of the number three. It's the previous class. I know it's number three. Three. Where's the TH sound? Number three. Where's the TH sound there? When we pronounce it like this three, then it's three. Number three. Three. Listen carefully. Three. Number three. That's what I said in the previous class, and that's what I still say. Number three. Okay. If you don't tell me what they are, if you don't tell me what they are, I can't help you. No puede ayudar usted. Walk out of here. To get out of here. More fluid. If you don't tell me what they are, I can't help you walk out of here. Here we have the phrasal verb walk out. Walk out literally means to go out. But I have another example where it doesn't mean to go out. Your father walked out on us when you were a child. That means, your father abandoned us when you were a child. Your father walked out on us when you were a child. This means to abandon, and walk out also means to go out. Literally here it works as going out. Let's go to number four. Number four. So you think hard about how you want this to play out. Play out means to develop. It means to finish. How is something going to end? How is it going to develop? For example, so you better think hard. So you better think hard about how you want this to develop, or think hard like this, about how you want this to end. This is to play out, and I have another example. We have, my father met my girlfriend and it didn't play out very well. My dad met my girlfriend and this didn't end well. This example is more common, like when the dad meets the son-in-law. Yes, but in this case I inverted it. My father met my girlfriend and it didn't play out very well. Let's go to number 5. Number 5. Blood doesn't wash out. It stains. Blood doesn't wash out. It stains. It stains. Third person. Present simple. It stains. It stains. Wash out is the same as lavar, as wash, but we use wash out when, we are giving it the meaning of something that goes away, of something that has to be removed, like when you remove a stain, wash out that stain, remove that stain. We have another example. Chocolate doesn't wash out easily. Chocolate is not removed or is not easily washed. Let's go to number 6. What I really need you to do is go down there and talk to her and find out what she knows. I repeat, what I really need you to do is go down there and talk to her and find out what she knows. What I really need you to do. What I really need you to do is go down there. Is to go down there and talk to her and talk to her. And find out what she knows. Find out means to find out. Now let's go to number S number, the only chance we have finding out what the hell is going on. It's the only chance we have of finding out to find out what the hell is going on. What the hell is going on? This phrasal verb finding out is in the gerund form. You'll be able to see the difference between find out and find out or finding out, and it's also translated as find out. Let's go to number 8. Number 8. He asked me. This verb is pronounced asked. He asked me to look into a highly classified situation. Look into means to examine. Look, to look into as in. But this is a phrasal verb, it means to examine completely. He asked me to examine a highly classified situation. Let's go to number 9. Keep your dog away from me. Why? Because I'm afraid of dogs. I'm afraid of dogs. And let's go with the last one. I won't let you down. I won't disappoint you. Let down means to leave down, literally, but it doesn't work like that here. When we have a subject, I refer to that subject. I want to let you down. I won't disappoint you. It's a synonym for disappoint. I won't disappoint you. I won't disappoint you. Now I'm going to teach you the pronunciation of these statements. These statements are real, they are extracted from a real text, they are advanced statements like people normally speak. They are not something like fictitious, like very basic or adapted, they are not real statements based on native speakers, extracted from dialogues of native speakers. So, let's try to pronounce them exactly as they are. Don't expect to be advanced to pronounce advanced sentences. If you're at a basic level, follow me and I assure you that you'll achieve quite a bit of fluency. Let's see. First, we're going to start slowly and then speak it fluidly and naturally enough, so that it sounds very natural, very fluid. Let's see. Number 1. Number 1. We are going to roll you over. Over. Versus over for a moment. We are going to roll you over for a moment. Number two, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Telling you. It's not telling you, telling you. I'm telling you. Take that crap. Crap. Take that grab off your area right now. Number three, if you don't tell me what they are, I can't help you walk out of here. If you don't tell me what they are, I can help you walk out of here. Number four. So you better. Better. Be better. So you better think hard about how you want this to play out. So you better think hard how you want this to play out. Number five, blood doesn't wash out. Stains. It stains. No, it stains. No, it stains. Number six. What I really need you to do is go down there and talk to her. Her talk to her, no. Talk to her. Her, is her. Her and find out what she knows. What she knows. What I really need you to do is go down there and talk to her and find out what she knows. Number seven. Seven is not seven, it is seven. It's the only. It's the only. The only. Here it sounds like an I because it still has a vowel sound. It's the only chance. It's not a chance, it's a chance. It's the only chance we have of finding out what the hell is going on. Number E, he asked me. Ask me. Here the E doesn't sound. It should just sound like the K and the D asked. 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 You listen. He asked me to look into a highly classified. In the end, the D sounds like this classified situation. He asked me to look into a highly classified situation. Number 9, keep away. Keep your dog away from me. And number 10, I want to let you down. I won't let you down. Now I'm going to say this all pretty quickly so you can see how naturally this should be said. We are going to roll you over for a moment. Number 2, I'm telling you, take that crop of your air right now. Number 3, if you don't tell me what they are, I can help you walk out of here. Number 4, so you better think hard about how you want this to play out. Number 5, blood doesn't wash out, it stains. Number 6, what I really need you to do is go down there and talk to her and find out what she knows. Number 7, it's the only chance we have of finding out what the hell is going on. Number 8, he asked me to look into a highly classified situation. Number 9, keep away your dog from me. Number 10, I won't let you down. You saw how naturally and quickly I said it. You can also achieve this by practicing by writing words. For example, don't say, "We are going to roll you over for a moment." We are going to roll you over for a moment. No, not like that. That's achieved by writing words. You're going to ride, for example, we are. You have to say we are. We are going to roll you over. This is very common for them to do it as gana, but you can even pronounce it correctly. I mean, it's not right or wrong, it's just going to is formal. Gana informal. We g to roll you over for a moment. You're going to ride, for example, we are going to roll you over. We are going to roll you over for a moment. We are going to roll you over for a moment. Take that air now, air air. Try to do it all in a fluid way. Take that crop of your air from here. Take that crop of your air. And then you pause. Right now I'm telling you take that crop of your right now. If you don't tell me, you don't. If you don't like that, if you don't tell me what they are, I can help you walk. Help you walk out of here. Help you walk out of here. Help you walk. You have to put all this together. Help you walk out of here. So you better think hard about how you want this to play out. What is sought or intended here is for you to pronounce it stains, not this, it is not it stains, as if you were saying it like this. It's an then T's, as if it were the S, as if the S were merged with A. Here we have what I really. Let's see, pronounce what I really. What I really need you to do. Need you to do. Like the D almost doesn't sound. Don't say, what I really need you to do. No, what I really need you to do. Did you hear it? What I really need you to do. Is go down there and talk to her. Talk to her and find out what she knows. What she knows, what she knows. It's the only chance. It's the only chance. It's the only chance. We have finding out. We have a finding out. What the hell is going on? There's no overlap here, but everything is flowing smoothly. What the hell is going on? He asked me to look into a highly classified situation. Keep your dog away from me. Fast, smooth. Keep your dog away from me. Keep your dog away from me. And finally, number 10. I w let you down. I want, just like I want, but in the end the T has to sound. I want. I won't let you down. Friends, that's all for now. All that's left for me to say is thank you for the support. We're already over 40,000 subscribers and I'm very happy, very pleased. And I'll see you next time. Bye.